This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
This is Larry Pratt. Thank you for joining me for this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today I want to, I guess we could say, go undercover. Talk with a man who worked a good deal of his career in places abroad undercover. Gary Harrington is now retired from his government service, and I had the opportunity to hear him not too long ago at a talk that he gave here in the Northern Virginia area. And Gary, I'm really glad that we can do this show. Thank you very much for being available.
Well, Larry, thanks. I'm honored to be able to sit down with you and your listeners.
The you had a quite a nice long career in some places where certainly not on my bucket list for places that I want to go travel to. And I guess a lot of the time you were in these places, you were, as often as not, trying to blend in and perhaps even look like some of the locals, even to having to get some proficiency with their language. That's not something most of us are ever going to do.
No, I guess it's a career choice, and my career sort of started one way when I joined the Marine Corps, and then, you know, as fate has it, it gradually changed over the years to where, yes, I did find myself learning foreign languages and going places to work. You can never truly blend in. There's no way that when I'm, you know, running around in Yemen or Afghanistan or Iraq or somewhere that I am not going to be mistaken for what I am, a Caucasian guy up close. I think, you know, you try to blend in like in Afghanistan in 2001 enough where, you know, I'm wearing the local garb, you have a beard, you look like people, so that at least from a far distance you have... So, you know, you can blend in some so that if somebody is looking to shoot you or, you know, send a bomber in after you, that they're not quite sure who you are from a distance.
Well, if that keeps you alive, it's worth the effort, even if it wasn't a completely 100% fool-em-all kind of disguise. Obviously, it worked because here we are talking, and you're not there. You're here now.
Right.
So, good job.
It works.
What in the world prompts somebody to want to get into that line of work? Because you're often as not, and I've heard you mention it as well, you're on your own. You're having to live off your wits, maybe even live off the land. You're the only guy that has a Western and Christian point of view, living in a, or at least moving within a culture that isn't really compatible.
Well, you know, I like it because for me, it's being on your own is almost like I kind of looked how the early West settlers were. Hmm. And, you know, as a kid, we all grew up watching those movies, and, you know, it's kind of lawless. There's little government control. And you go, you have your values, your morals, and, you know, my country's interest at heart, but then you're out there on your own. So you have to, you face 100 new challenges and decisions every day, and there's no rule book showing you exactly what decision to make. there's nobody else with you to tell you what to do, so you have to make that call. And I guess I kind of thought it was a great adventure, kind of living like our boyhood heroes did. And that was one of the things that appealed to me.
Well, I must say, that's probably not what attracts a lot of us. Maybe Walter Mitty has a vision of working like that, but to actually do it seems to me that's a pretty rare career choice, and I'm glad you were successful at it. One of the things that I was struck with was the some of the things that you were reporting about the having to live in a culture that is so foreign, a culture that doesn't have the same respect for life, it doesn't have the same respect for when to lie. I think typically most of us in the West would say the only time that lying is justified is if you're a spy, but otherwise we kind of look down on it. But there are cultures, and I think you were working within one or more of them, where lying can be, well, you did that one rather elegantly. Ho,
ho, ho. Yes, well, maybe we would say that those cultures sort of mimic politics in America today.
Now, that's a pretty fair shot, I would say. I guess we have to be careful when we criticize them that we don't get too close to a mirror.
Yeah, but back to your point, the society is different, and we talk about a society, let's say Afghanistan, Iraq, Yemen, some of the more dangerous places I've spent some time. We're talking about Islam, and it's the mix of Islam, I think, with the culture that Islam sort of crosses over. It doesn't stay, here in the West. Our religion, we like to say we live our faith, but the two are quite distinct, and at least as far as law goes. In other countries, such as the ones I had mentioned, there's little distinction where religion stops and culture and tradition take up. So it is a different way of living. For example, in Afghanistan, there's nobody I ever worked with in 4 different years in Afghanistan that wasn't touched by death either. They had family killed by the Russians in the 80s, or they were, from the north, Panjshiri or Tajik, and had relatives killed by the Taliban, or they were from the south or Pashtun and had relatives killed by people from the north. So it was all those people were touched by death, and so their view on death and willingness to either do things to cause other people's death or just their whole view towards it was very different than what ours is. And the one on lying, if you're a non-believer, you can, it's okay to tell you a lie. And it's not something you have to reckon with. Like if you were a Catholic, you'd have to confess to your priest. It's something that, hey, that's perfectly acceptable and fine. But you need to figure that in. For me, what I had to do was figure that in to my calculations when I was with people and going through an evaluation of, am I going to trust my life with this person? It's factors I just had to figure into it.
Well, we're coming up on a break, so let's take pause right here, talking with Gary Harrington. You can find him, by the way, on the web at GaryHarrington.net. and you'll get some more detail on some of the things that he's been involved in. We're going to be back and continue our discussion in just a moment.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking with Gary Harrington, who successfully worked his way through very different cultures over in the East, and I guess we call it the Middle East, Afghanistan, Yemen, and so forth, having sometimes to make it entirely on his own, living on his wits, and glad you didn't get to your wits' end, Gary. That pretty high octane career choice that you had made. And one of the things that I recall you having pointed out was that the Taliban, they claim to be Muslim, and let's say it, they're Muslim, but they're also apparently a pretty rough and tumble group of guys that I heard you describe as thugs. And I guess they find it kind of nice to be able to justify what they like to do anyway, because, well, the Prophet did it.
I've met Taliban. I've fought against some, matter of fact, in Operation Anaconda, in early 2002, years later, in somewhere around 2006 or 7, sat across the table from a Taliban commander, and we fought against each other in Anaconda. And so we sat there, then, you know, arguing here a few years later. And some of the lower level fighters or even the suicide bombers, those are people that are not, in my opinion, and based on the many I've dealt with, it wasn't as much their religious conviction that drove them to either be a member of the Taliban or to fight against America. They were poor people. To give an example, like suicide bomber, is poor guys that came from poor families. That, I mean, and when we say poor, I'm talking about, relatively speaking, for even Afghanistan, these were the poorest of the poor, and for whatever reason, you know, didn't have a chance for a job, weren't getting married. You know, we're not even receiving the enjoying what other Afghans did. So those people then were tempted by the money. You know, the Taliban during my years, you know, working in that environment in Afghanistan, the average Taliban fighter was paid between $80 up to $120 a month. That's good money for somebody who's uneducated, hasn't even finished grammar school, that lives back in a mountain, you know, somewhere or a valley, and has no opportunity for any kind of job or future.
Now, this is interesting to me, that if I'm getting you right, that there may be some that were ideologically, religiously driven, but typically a suicide bomber with the Taliban or something of that sort would just as likely, maybe more often, be motivated by the paycheck.
Well, let's say the fighter will be motivated by a paycheck. The suicide bomber is somebody that feels there's no future. And then the suicide bomber, at least look, there's, I'm sure, studies, psychological studies that will show various aspects of that. But in the cases I'm familiar with, that they felt hopeless. They were already enticed for the money into training camps. At the training camps, then these people that are searching for suicide bombers say that, you know, they look for the one that is downtrodden. And then they begin this process of, you know, putting them through indoctrination and training that then on religious basis and religious pretext gets them to volunteer to give their life.
It's kind of religion that seals the deal. They're living as losers. They're recruited from the loser pool, and then the religion gets added, and then they go boom.
Right. Right. The religion gets added, and in addition to some financial things, you're going to be a hero. You will be valued. Your family, you know, your poor mother who has nothing, we're going to give her money. You're going to be a hero. You're going to take care of your family. And this is what Hezbollah uses it to.
I guess in a culture like that, mothers can rejoice when their sons blow themselves up. She'll be getting a check.
Well, they do. Yeah, they do. And in the family, like with Hezbollah, the family then is taken care of and given place of honor. You know, by the way, one Taliban commander, when we were talking about suicide bombers, one time I was in a tense discussion with one, and he said, well, you think, you know, you have your drones and you have your American might. We have our own cruise missile. Our cruise missiles can find you in any building you're in a home, wherever you may be, and go inside and navigate it. He goes, and that's our martyrs, or a suicide bomber. And I thought about his statement. I said, well, in a way, that's true. That's sort of what they are.
Yeah, and it certainly, to that extent, overcomes the financial and technological gap that benefits the West. Not sure it's enough to make me want to give up the advantages we go into this whole deal with, but I get his point.
He does it not only that, but even sometimes they would double rig a suicide vest where in case the guy backed out, maybe they thought he was wishy-washy on going through with it, so he didn't know, but they put a remote detonator on it too, so that a watcher, if he didn't do it on his own, could just detonate it.
Well, that's really terrific. That way he's guaranteed to be a martyr. Can't lose. Finally, he's no longer a loser. Oh, my. It is just so foreign to the way I hope most Americans think. This is just a totally different world. And maybe it's summed up where I've seen some of the radical Muslims talking about, well, you love life, but we love death. And that's their weapon.
Well, and that's true. And I do want to point out, you know, to your listeners that those are.
Why don't you hold that point about loving life and or loving death? We're going to get back from the break in a very short while. So, folks, don't go away. We're talking with Gary Harrington, who has good deal of experience in the Middle East and dealing with Muslim terrorists. We're going to talk some more about that.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Gary Harrington. He's at GaryHarrington.net if you want to find him on the web. He had a long and successful career working for the United States government, for various departments of the government. Most of his service, I gather, has been in the Middle East. He's had to work with and against the Taliban and got to be fairly familiar with the customs and the religion of that part of the world. Gary, it just seems to me from your description that I'm not sure that the Wild West, from what I've been able to discern, was ever really the Wild West other than what we see on the silver screen, but I think maybe the from the areas that you were working in Yemen or wherever, maybe that really was the Wild West.
Yes, probably so.
So that it's got to be just an enormous culture shock, and that there you are as an employee of the United States government, and yet in some of these areas you were working entirely on your own. Presumably you were incommunicado, at least much of the time. That's got to be a little bit more exciting than running off to the store for a gallon of milk.
It's exciting. It is a transition. You know, I was on a special forces team once, and we had a discussion about, you know, what we were willing to do. We were, you know, discussing what type of team we wanted to be, a team that, you know, lives and works with people, or the kind of team that did assaults, you know, like counterterror assaults that we all see in the movies and on TV. And a lot of people at the time wanted to do that, and I spent some time as an assaulter in Delta Force and did that, you know, was trained to do that there. But, you know, the mission to go somewhere and live and work with locals, you know, I said, you know, it's a different kind of skill, but it's still serving the U.S. Just because we're not, you know, blowing, you know, doors down, windows down, and going in and shooting up a bunch of bad guys, you know, it's still an important job to serve our country and paves the way in many cases for that other stuff. So it was a gradual transition, and you know, I guess I've found that my history and my personal skills, you know, suited that kind of environment well.
Well, it certainly suited it well enough that you're still in one piece, and I've seen you. I didn't detect any limps or anything, so good job. Glad to have you back in one piece. You mentioned at one point that you'd had an opportunity to actually influence some of the thinking of the Taliban you've been working with. That must have been, I doubt it was something you were specifically trained for. That must have been quite an experience.
It is, you know, there are a lot of special forces guys, you know, the regular Green Berets in the groups, and, you know, they're trained to go live with and work with indigenous peoples. Some countries, that's you're with their military, living and working with them. In cases like other countries, you're working with villagers, which is what we did in Afghanistan. Not only some of my work.
And might I say that when you're in Afghanistan, how in the world would you really identify who was the government? Because outside of Kabul, maybe Kabul, but outside of Kabul, the idea of government is. Can you explain what that means, there, partner?
Well, there was no, and especially in 2001 when we went in, there was no government, and it was go hook up with a bunch of, a warlord and his forces. You weren't sure exactly who their allegiance was to. You didn't know how many people in that were, really people that hated you or Al-Qaeda that we were chasing that just melted, into them. So it was really left up, I think, to the people on the ground. You had to assess the people you dealt with. You took precautions. You never totally trust anyone.
I should say, truly, you must have had to learn how to sleep with one eye open, as the saying has it.
You do, and you come back from something like that pretty tired because nobody you're getting more than 3 hours sleep at a time is a very foreign thing, and. And then it's basic, leadership is leadership. And that's, I will say there was a difference between, let's say, the Afghan guy that lives remotely somewhere and he's hiring out to whoever will pay him at the moment. Maybe that was in 2001, that might have been people aligned with us. Maybe years later, he went to the other side because they were the ones paying. And then you have the Taliban, the hardcore Taliban, who want to set up a government and be in positions of authority in that government. And I differentiate those between Al-Qaeda guys. The Al-Qaeda, we've been talking about cultural things. The ones that I dealt with, let's say some prisoners and Tora Bora, they were different. They were all hardcore, brainwashed zealots that could not tolerate the sight of a Westerner and just would do anything possible to kill you.
Well, that must have been a comforting notion to have to work on people of that orientation.
Well, I just want to differentiate the Al Qaeda people. We didn't work with them. We, you know, there were. I was in Tora Bora. There were, you know, there was a handful of prisoners left over. I wound up having to deal with those prisoners, and that was the first time hands up, face to face. You know, that I, hands-on and face-to-face, that I dealt with Al-Qaeda. And it stuck with me, just the pure hate, the look of hate in their eyes, the blank stares, the looking at, you know, at the time I thought, this is really like looking in the face of evil.
Well, that's what I thought I was looking at when I even saw pictures of some of those guys, and certainly Osama bin Laden struck me in that same way. And by the way, he was a great rebuttal to the notion that poverty is the only motive for these guys, at least at the leadership level. This guy was... I think he was described as a billionaire, and he was using his money for his ideological cause.
In the leadership, you know, leadership people are motivated differently, and he's Al-Qaeda. And Taliban in the senior ranks, yes, there's religion is a big part of it. At the lower level, no. And as far as, you know, I don't know lower level Al-Qaeda. You know, I think they all, that's all people that had a desire to want to kill somebody, which is, and it's because it's more transnational than Taliban.
Interesting. Well, we're talking with Gary Harrington. Find him on the web at GaryHarrington.net. And when we get back, Gary, I want to transition to some of the things that you're working on now, and especially security for churches, and what people can do to keep their flock a little safer.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Gary Harrington. He's served our country for many years. He's been with the military, with the company, with CIA. He's been on the ground sometimes by himself in places like Yemen and Afghanistan that are not real tourist hotspots. And now he's got another line of work, which I think is of immediate importance to anybody that goes to a church. What has your church been doing? What can your church be doing to at least increase the odds a little bit that a dirtbag can be thwarted if he maybe not even think about it, if some things can be done so that people can go to church without having to come back in a box? And interesting, I just had a meeting, I attended a meeting at my own church just very recently where these kinds of topics were being discussed, and probably the most common statement that was made was, well, something like that is happening before you do anything else, assuming that you are at liberty to do anything else, is call 911 and then take care of business. So it's you want to comment on that. What's your take?
Well, Larry, I think most of your listeners probably know that by the time, you know, after the first 3 to 5 minutes, the incident's over, so calling 911 is not going to help. So, you know, you do have to have, you know, the first thing is a plan for what you're going to do. And, you know, you and I have talked that I personally don't believe in carrying weapons inside the sanctuary unless you're someone that meets very, very stringent requirements. And I feel differently on the outside, but the reason I feel that way about inside the sanctuary is that as a Delta Force operator, you know, before you can start shooting around people, you have to be able, from with a 45 from 25 yards, put either 10 rounds or two magazines into an 8-inch target without a miss. then you're able to start training to do other shooting around other people. I would say that it, you know, when we have in a lot of churches, it's a retired FBI guy or a cop or a reservist that had, you know, training at one time or shoots occasionally. But to me, if you can't meet the standard of shooting like that, then if you, okay, I would say, okay, now at 25 yards, I've been able to do this. Now I want to see the person running, going through obstacles, have people screaming, pushing, running around, and still be able to shoot, let's say, from 15 yards, an 8-inch target, you know, repeatedly and not miss. Because that's the real environment you're going to be in. And, you know, I believe there are other techniques used by Secret Service with, you know, or, you know, when someone hollers gun, the inside the sanctuary. Now, I do believe that outside the sanctuary, at the doors, with greeters, with deacons, with parking lot attendants, there are places then where you can use a combination of, you know, knowing what to look for and what's suspicious, and possibly have people armed where you can engage a potential threat without being in a crowded sanctuary where every miss you have may be injuring or worse to some fellow parishioner.
On the other hand, is there not something to the notion that when a dirtbag begins an attack, he's probably not planned for a counterattack? And at least from what I've read, many times when there is a return fire, the first thing the dirtbag tends to do is look for a plan B, an exit or whatever. But he's his concentration has been broken.
And that's true. I guess I feel in a sanctuary, my plan B has to do with people who are volunteers and willing to, I'm an advocate of using a strong tactical light in their eyes, or and people using unarmed techniques or an ASP or something like that. You know,
you've got it, by the way. Let me put in an ad for you. You've got a very useful device in that regard, a special kind of flashlight that you sell at GaryHarrington.net.
I'm in the process of selling it, but I have developed a self-defense tool based off a tactical light, but I modified it and changed the circuitry and so forth to make it so you like, for example, in a sanctuary, without it being completely dark, can use it. But you know, I do agree that you have to disrupt and make the attacker go to plan B. But I like to use the screening process outside first to try to
force
them to commit early. And
yep.
You and I talked that one of the things I did once when I would meet the Taliban person before I'd let them around another American, you know, I'd go up and give them a traditional Pashtun hug. And while I'm hugging them, I'm making sure they don't have a bomb or a weapon on them. Now, that's true. They could have had one and decided to take me in with them, but then I'm stopping them from getting to where other Americans are.
And I think that's a very good strategy. And if greeters are even thinking about that when they greet strangers at the church, that good old backslap can have a lot of utility, more than just saying how good to see you.
It is. And when you shake someone's hand, that it's, if somebody looks suspicious, you know, there you can very, in a very friendly way, shake someone's hand, and then, an act of sincerity, place your hand by their side, you know, where someone would carry a pistol. And if you're doing that, my feeling is somebody that's trying to get into the church with a weapon is going to balk when they see you, and they're either going to have to initiate their attack from the outside, or you're going to make them turn around and say they can't go through with it. And if they initiate it from the outside, now we have a chance to stop them before they get in where everybody is.
And at least you've minimized what harm they may be able to cause by having gotten them before they got to exactly where they wanted to be.
Right. And the most important thing is you have to have a plan, and everybody in the church needs to be on the same sheet of music.
And I think that's very good. I think churches, from what I can tell, are now in the process, after events of recent days and weeks, they're beginning to have these kinds of meetings and discuss what is it that we will do, what is it that is expected for the people that would be in the auditorium at the time or somewhere else in the building. Frankly, our greatest concern at my own church is not so much what might happen when there's a whole bunch of guys around, but during the week when we have homeschool classes meeting in the church building a couple of days a week, that would be a time of even greater vulnerability. There wouldn't be as many guys around, and they're presumably the ones that would be able to respond with a gun. They're just not there. And now what do you do?
And that's why it's really important for a church to sit down and, you know, I advocate, you know, hiring, if necessary, hiring somebody like myself to come in and consult so that you can base your plan off of a budget. Not every church can afford a very sophisticated camera surveillance system inside and outside the church. You know, many would not be able to afford permanent security guards.
Well, the music is cutting us short, so let's just make sure folks know that they can get answers to these kinds of questions by going to GaryHarrington.net. You got a lot of this experience the hard way, so I think folks would be well advised to consult with you, and I hope that it's going to end up saving some lives. Gary Harrington, thanks very much.
Thank you, Larry.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.